So I think the most surprising thing when people hear Mr. Real and when they find out is that you're an Igbo boy.
Mm-hmm.
How did that... Because I'm trying to put Igbo Kwenu beside Legbegbe. And please, you're the most on Igbo artist, I would say. Because, I mean, when you think Igbo artist, you know people like Feno, Illblaze and all of that. Mm-hmm. How did that happen? Was it influenced by, you know, growing up in Lagos? Or please give us, like, the backstory.
Okay. When I started music first, I wasn't doing the Yoruba thing.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't. So the funniest thing is I don't even know how to... how I knew how to speak my own language was funny to me.
How so?
Because growing up with my mom and my dad... They didn't really kind of speak Igbo like that to us.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not that village kind of person that always kind of travel and come back. But I speak Igbo very well. Give and us, I speak Yoruba very well.
Give us something light.
Give it your kanku.
Switch between Igbo and Yoruba.
Clever kinso. Give it your kanku.
Okay.
It's
so sweet.
It has a lot. Hey, God. I don't know what he says, but I'm ready for some type of way. I'm sorry.
Would you get a acha?
I hate the fact that as an Igbo girl, I know you're so beautiful. Thank you.
That your color is so.
Do you know my momo button is for a man to speak Igbo to me? And I can't miss it because I'm already thinking in container, a lot.
That's money.
Yeah. But how has life been since Legbegbe? It's been how many years? I think that was your breakout song, yeah?
Yes, Legbegbe.
Yeah, how has life been since then? What are you up to these days? How is the past 7 years, I think?
Yes.
How has that been?
Is it 7 years or 5 years? That's 5 years.
5 years, okay.
Yes, 5 years. It has not been easy, I won't lie. It has not been easy. Coming out with that song, Legbegbe.
Mm.
The challenges first, we even constantly surround the song against the stress, you know. Everything now became somehow to me, you know. You want to hear the story?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, please.
Yes, please.
Okay, Legbegbe. Okay, I was recording this song, Legbegbe, and I don't want to boil my stories. Let me just hit the point.
I'm ready for you.
So, I was recording this song, Legbegbe.
Mm.
So, what came to my head was... I had this guy, Ido S, you know, used to be my, not even just my street friend. Like, we are like brothers, you know, because I have this, there's this DJs, DJ Maze, DJ KB, these island DJs, they do come to my studio. Then I had a studio in Ibute Meta. You know, boys come from everywhere. If you never record for RS Studio that year, if you never work with me, you never be an artist.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, if you're on the mainland, like, when I say Miller, I'm not saying just a black bar. I'm not saying just a bit of meta. I'm saying generally Miller.
Mm-hmm.
If you never work with RS Studio,
mm-hmm.
then ask about me, RS Studio, then you'll never be an artist. I was so popular that studios in my area were closing.
Mm-hmm.
Now they were like saying I was using jazz,
mm-hmm.
you know? And I was an Igbo person. And the other people were Yoruba people. So the other thing was, they were like, this Igbo man.
Even Yoruba Ronu.
You know? So I was recording this song and I thought about putting these guys on board. You know? First of all, I thought about Ido S. So I called him, he came. So he did his part on the song. Was it Ido S I called or Obadiah I called first? Who did I call first? Okay, I think I called Obadiah first. Yes, it was Obadiah I called first. So Obadiah came and he listened to the song. He said, leave this song. This song, do okay like this. Leave. I said, no. Obadiah, wait. It's like I'm missing something. Okay, it's Obadiah. Yes, it's Obadiah. Say, I'm on this song. Don't be banger. Like, I now said, Obadiah, you just do something. I needed a rap on the song. So Obadiah did his own part. Then I listened to that song and I felt, who can I put on this song that I thought of Ido S. So that was how I brought Ido S on board. You know, so I wanted to have this Ibute Meta, Lagos Island, and Obalindi.
A mix.
You know, so they just work together and see how we can move from there. So after I recorded the song, I was in the studio. Then we have this guy to Kevin Chooks. He's the one that did this verse, Somebody Bobo, Wado Wado Birobo. So he was Kevin Chooks. So the guy is my, he used to stay in the studio with me. It's like my boy. Mm. So I gave him a part for him to take so that we all can grow together,
mm.
you know. I was in the studio. Somebody came and said, "Omo, I heard that your song go for Elegushi. They play that song for Elegushi." And I said, "Okay, which one?" He said, "I want somebody to record iPhone 1. I said, "Okay, all right." Somebody else came again and said, "Omo, that your song don't blow." Ah, I couldn't look. See me where the day inside. Like, I'm always in the studio. Like, I don't go out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always in the studio. I'm always working. Like, I record myself. I produce for myself. I record for artists. Do you understand? So I was so busy that if you don't know how to sing, like this now, if you don't even sabi sing, if you come my studio, you go think so you'll be whisked. I am telling you.
Skills. I'll
call because talents. The way I would treat you, like ask. I'm not even capping. Just ask. You understand? See, when you post them, people will know me go come comment for your comment section. They will tell you that what this guy is saying is true.
It's facts.
You understand? Practically everybody around that my area. All these boys, what they do, what they serve, what they do, boy, everybody became a musician. In fact, I won't lie, I'm part of the reason why some of those boys, they didn't serve the Oga finish. I am part of the reason why they pursue some of all those boys.
From the apprenticeship.
Yes. You know, so when they came, they don't know how to sing, but they have money to sing. Do you understand? And I need that money. So all I did was, okay, fine, give me the money. Then I will not do beats. I'll record, like me now record. I will not I'll put it on CD for you. You now go and start listening to it.
Those years of CDs.
Now you now go and listen. When you listen. You now come back. You now sing it the way I sang it for you. So you don't even need writing. All you need to just go and be listening as if you're listening to Whiskey, the video song. You know, till you memorize it and you know how to sing it, how I sang it. They now came back. They now. So I'm this kind of very, very busy. So when you come, I'll still record you. I'll still mix it. I'll master it myself. Everything I did, everything myself. So one day, I just okay, let me even play. Because I know they come out. When I say they come out, I know they come out. The only time you go see me come out, I say they go show. You understand? So when I go to show, I come back. So I went to, I just went to that, we call it 100% Elegushi. So I went there and I sat down. The song that came up, the reaction, like, I got to look, say, hey, what did they happen for this place, you know? The thing is that the DJ kept playing it like as if they knew I was there. That was when I knew that this song was that song of the moment.
Mm-hmm. How did you feel?
I didn't even know how I was feeling. Like the feeling was, you know, it just I was so excited that I didn't even know if I was excited or I don't even know. But I know I felt something inside me. Like I felt different. You know, so I left. So I got home. Then I realized I have to go out. I have to be out there, start pushing this song. So I called Idoes and I called Obadice. I can remember. So I printed the CD, the Legbegbe CDs, and I had it on flash. So I called Idoes. I wouldn't lie. Idoes supported me on pushing that song. I won't lie. You get me? In fact, Obadice was the person who was leaning back. You understand? So when Idoes came, we went to DJs. We gave it to DJs. You know, we met one or two people and all of that. We did all of that. Wait, I'm even confused. Was it Idoes that supported me? Pretty sure I've been at Obadice. Like the two of them. I don't even know.
Because Yosha is supported by somebody.
By one of them. Do you understand? So, when this song can't begin to enter, you know, that my guy, Idoes, he go come go to perform the song
without
us. I don't know if you understand now.
Yes.
So, he was going to perform the song everywhere, claiming he was the owner of the song.
Sorry, in the credits of the song, who was the writer? Who was the author?
I am the owner of the song. I called them. I featured them. Even in the song, you see Mr. Real featuring.
Audacity.
You understand?
Yeah.
People were telling me that, oh, my God, you perform a song. Now, during that time, so there was, this was close to kind of festive period. So there were shows. You get me? So there were shows. So I tried to meet up with some free shows so that I can even let people know that I am the original owner of this song.
Mm.
You understand? Now, because the Ido West now has a upper hand than me. It's now, then, he, first of all, he went to Dami Crane. Dami Crane signed Ido West, first of all. Believing Ido West owned that song. You understand? So he quickly signed the boy. So when he was parading Ido West as, you know, as him waiting for street, and he said, don't get, say, ah, he blessed up this guy, get this song. Say yeah. that so person, get the song. And he has seen that, okay, 30 BG is already eyeing Ido West, you know. 30 BG done the put eye for Ido West body. So he now left 30 BG for, he now left Ido West for 30 BG. He now came for me. The day he called me, I called my friend Seriki. It was Seriki that drove me to Dami Crane's place. Mm. So when I got there, you know, those are paparazzi now. You know, see me, I be new cat. I don't know anything. You know what I mean? But they don't know, say, me, I don't do this for like more than 10 years, you know, before I even got this breakthrough. So he told me everything. He told me things they are going to do, how they are going to establish me, you know, make me big and all of that. And I said, okay, let me go home and think about it. So that day, he told me that there was a show they are having. I think 30 BG were having a show that day. That particular day that I went to his place. So he says he's going to bring me to 30 BG. You know, we are only down in first talk first. I don't happy. You know what I mean? Like, okay, Davido, good day, all those kinds of things. So I'm finally going to meet all these people. Before I go perform, Ido West don't want to go perform. He went to perform the song Leg Begbe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now you have performed Leg Begbe. What am I going to perform?
So did Ido West have other songs at that time?
Ido West has Shepeteri.
Mm.
He did Shepeteri with Slim Case.
Yes.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So he has Shepeteri. But Shepeteri was not really the song that was bossing then. It was Leg Begbe.
Yeah. Mm.
You feel me now? So yeah. Leg Begbe was what was really kind of heavy then.
Mm-hmm.
And Oshosundi.
Yeah.
You know Oshosundi? Yeah, no, yeah, that was a song that was heavy. They're not Shepeteri. So he quickly went and performed. There was a time on, was it Eco Hotel? We almost fought.
Mm.
Yes. We almost fought. What happened? It was people that was telling me, make her calm down. Because he did the same thing again.
Mm-hmm. Performed your own song without you on a stage that you were also supposed to perform.
Yes.
So I have a question. When the song first dropped, right, and you guys did this collaboration, how did people just only reach out to him? Because you said he's a feature. So I can't imagine that if I did a song, you know, 30 VG, and I did a song with Davido, and I'm the feature, I expect them to message Davido because I am the feature. It's not like they say, oh, Shia, come and perform Davido's song. It doesn't even, do you get what I'm saying? Like, even if... So how did people even know to just only message him? Because for them to say he should come and do shows and stuff, it doesn't like, and you are the feature.
Yeah.
Why, is it that people reached out to you or they, like, how did they just completely, you know, eliminate you from all those things? And even if you are doing concerts, do they not do sound checks? How are you just going to go there, perform this song, and then you will come do your own sound check? Perform the same song. Like,
you know, back then, if you go listen to the song, you will hear, Ido West, Mafia. Mm. You understand? Yeah. Only that intro don't go make you feel like Sina Hingeta.
Mm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
When did my name come in? My name came in after Mr. Real. My name was not even in the intro.
Mm.
He has seen that opportunity. Like, he felt that was an opportunity for him, because normally if his name was not, somebody would have, like, they would have known that, okay, if you go check the title of the song, and if you didn't sing the chorus, and besides, the chorus is the sweetest part of the song.
Yeah.
Nobody knows your verse. If you said we are singing Ido West verse now. No, he's always single here for one leg back bell.
I know.
He's not the one that's iPhone 1, no. You understand? Yeah. So he didn't do any of those things.
I also feel like maybe the industry back then is quite different in terms of accountability than it is now.
Exactly.
So what Anna did was, I had nobody. Mm. It was just me. I was so new to the game. Mm. So now he has people that can, you know, do one or two for him, put him in a place that he can actually be, you know. But me, I don't get anybody. So then I was hustling to make sure that I got money to shoot video. Because I now believe that with the video, yes, they will now know that, okay, see Percy will get video. So when I did try hustle money to shoot that video, it always came to me. I was in one hotel. It always came to me with Obadiah's.
So where was Obadiah's in all of this? Was he on your side or it was with Ido West?
It was with Ido West. See this Obadiah's. You know the thing when they pay me for this Obadiah's? Obadiah's is someone that is I didn't take him as a friend. Mm. Obadiah's is someone that I took as a brother. You understand? Obadiah's is not a person who said, I saw something inside him. I saw that green inside Obadiah's. Mm. You understand? That green, a person who said, me and him, they're very close. I've never come out and say something like that. Me and Dagreen, Dagreen live from my house for Ogba. For a month, we stayed together. You understand? Mm. Come to the studio. Even when I packed to my studio, you understand? He come, you sleep over, we'll go day, we'll go chill. Mm, mm, mm. Some of these songs that when he drops, is a song that he has played it for me before even the song began blow. Mm. You get me? So when that guy, you know, Obadiah's was my friend when I knew Dagreen. So now Obadiah's the person who would say normally, me where I did studio. You understand? I didn't make all those 8K, 10K, 15K. I go call my guy. Come, mukuchi, mukuchok, mukuchi, flex. You understand? He go come, he go sleep, we go there, we go. Sometimes he go call me. Say, Omo Yami, no money for my hand, all this. I go even tell so yeah, my boy, my son work, I die. Come with I go give you money, go. Mm. I surprised my guy, just switch up on me. Wow.
But did you have an agreement when you made the song? Like, did you guys have an agreement that if we blew or we go split? Like, that how was nothing. It was see, just, you made music.
You see all these things we are doing there. We were just making music.
Mm. Based on friendship and vibes.
Yes, exactly. Mm. We are just having vibe. We don't even know what is going to happen. We don't even know whether the song will blow. Mm-hmm. We just do this one together.
So no agreement. Just drop. There was no agreement. Sharing there percentages, who gets the credits, this and that.
There was nothing.
Nothing like that. There was interesting. Nothing.
So now, would you collaborate again based on just friendships? If like, let's say one of your, just hit you up, I want to do this song, would you just...
Is it with Ido West?
I mean, would you collaborate again with Ido West?
Only if he apologizes to me. Do you know what this guy has done to me?
Tell us, what did he do? I feel like you're just giving us.
So there's obviously disrespect.
Okay, now, Okay, now, see. Yeah. There's some certain money. Mm. Like, we are supposed to make money. Mm-hmm. During that time that Legbegbe was everywhere. And if you look back, then you sense it that it's just me and Slim Case. They were always in same shows.
Yes.
Do you understand? It was supposed to be me, Slim Case, and Ido West. Mm. You understand? So sometimes when some deals come and like they want three or four on this show, maybe the official Kimon could take 5 million. Mm-hmm. Him, not the problem. Mm. He might not want to share, like, you know, say, okay, Kimon could take 5 million now. Mm-hmm. Not be to share an equal. But because of saying don't they 30 BG, they put packaging. You understand? Maybe if this is what you say, me, I've even collect like 500,000, so I won't go even perform. Mm. If you say now 1 million, you go collect.
And they want all three of you.
And the figures want the whole three of us. Mm. Okay, now make a bust your head, which nobody don't even hear about. Mm. Glow Adenuga called me. Like, and nobody say, at the talk of Glow, I go meet her, I go in house. Mm. We sit down, we talk. He wanted us to do a theme song for Yakata. Glow Yakata. Mm-hmm. Then. Say first day I even go to the place, I went late. For coming late, I collected 3 million. Just for coming late though. I collected 3 million. Ha. For Adenuga, please.
People are not rating me enough here. Hey.
Wait, how much did you collect if you were early? That's late fee.
So if I come in, you know, as traffic be, you know, then we are calculating.
Yeah.
Now the calculation was wrong. We don't know, say something don't happen, we cause a heavy traffic that we made or we are late to that meeting. Mm. So we didn't have that meeting that day. We had to like put it another day. Mm. But say I even come late, say about 3 million I call it. Manager still collect envelope. Mm. Then we fixed the meeting for that day. Now I came.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to have this theme song and all of that to do. Now, the problem is that boy. Because Baba never pay.
Mm.
You understand? How am I going to call this man now? If I tell her now, say, see. We don't know the kind of package where you go carry enter this paro. Mm. Now, exam. Now, I call Cracker. Now, I say this song, I go do it myself.
Mm.
That's how we went to the studio. We did this song. Then there was, I don't know what happened that time. Okay, there was this guy that was representing. Anytime we don't fix, we don't do the thing we want to do, we give them to the guy, make him listen to and all of that. And let's know what else we have to do. Where it's like they were sensing there was someone missing in that thing.
Hmm.
I don't know if you understand.
I understand.
It was something like they wanted, you know, the reason why they called for that thing was because of the leg sound.
The sound itself that had three people.
Yes.
Yes.
Four, isn't it? Mm. But the more people they know was just me and Ido West.
Yeah.
You understand? And maybe Slim Case. But the main reason why they called was because of that leg baby.
Did, you know, when he went to 30BG, did you ever try to reach out to them to try to mediate or just help with this situation?
This guy has gone to 30BG and said something I didn't say.
Mm. To 30BG?
Yes. Mm. Because, do you know how I found out? Okay, fine. That time I was looking for funds for video for Legbegbe. This guy now came that Davido, he with Obadiah came that day. I was in the hotel. They came that day. That and CEO say OBO won't shoot Legbegbe video for also say this. I can't after they can't talk. I can't say okay. So me, I don't want to make anybody shoot video for me. You understand? Say me like this now. Me, I define. Say I define money to shoot video and I go soon shoot the video, but me, I don't want to make anybody shoot video for me. And the reason why I went saying I don't want anyone shooting video for me was I already seen the green snake. I already see the old thing you already doing.
Mm.
Do you understand? On a norm, how the video go say one shoot video for me, I no go accept.
Mm.
Do you understand? But as a Soji guy, me, I don't look and say, on our way done, they want
they run me street
already. When I want to complete them with the video thing, maybe it's maybe only one scene I go even show.
Just Mysterio,
walking past. Now I want to run me. I just told you, man. See, as I said that thing, first of all, now Oba dies. First para. He said, you see, that's why you know if you grow past as you be. That's why you know if you blow.
He said that to you.
I didn't tell you.
Mm. Some Obadiah that you carried from apprenticeship. See,
what made the thing they like the thing they vex me.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, what did this guy give you chop? You know, they thought, no worry now. Okay. No, if let's say even make statements, we will go shoot the video for your back self.
Your own song?
Yes. We will go shoot the video. I see me that they go. That is how they left. Wow. Now, when I wanted to shoot that video, they were telling me not to put Ido West on that video.
Wait, put him as part. He shouldn't be on the video or his verse should not be on the...
I should not even put Ido West on his the video first.
Yeah. Wow.
Remove Van Boot in verse.
Yeah. Was this from 30BG or... people advising you?
I have friends.
I thought maybe 30BG was warning you or something.
No, despite I didn't have proper team. Mm-hmm. I still have friends that talk to me, they advise me.
Yeah.
It's not common you do it for that song, man. Mm-hmm. See, because now me record song.
Mm-hmm.
Now my hand hold that a day. Mm-hmm. Removing verse. Besides, the only thing they were listening to that song was the iPhone 1 leg back.
Yeah.
iPhone 2 leg back. And now you sing them.
Imagine if you didn't sing that part. Imagine if it was Ido West that sang that.
Now, if I don't tell them, I don't even did the song at all.
Do you feel like, because lack of contract or accountability back then is the issue that we like is an issue now, like industry beef is the reason because of that. Because back then I can imagine, you know, if you have a friend who does music, you help them collab, they'll blow and then they'll forget the person that even wrote the lyrics. And do you feel like
if you guys had accountability,
lack of contracts really like adds to industry beef and problems? Because from what you're saying, it seems like if you guys had even if, like, you know, some places do this thing, like, if you use my space already, I own your content or whatever. Like, do you feel all of those things have attributed to your career, industry beefs that you have, and so okay. on?
Cool. So, I'm just going to say this like this, huh? Some of we new cats, then, we don't know anything about these contracts and how these streams all works. You feel me? So let me just say this here right now. When Mr. Easy called me for Overload to Future, Mr. Easy knows about this whole thing. He knows the streaming. He knows how this whole thing works. Even see, to be real with you, I won't lie. There was a time Mr. Easy always called me. He would talk to me, tell me some of this streaming thing. Yeah, like, and I always tell him, Baba, oh my Baba, I don't mind. Oh my, I need your help. Oh, I need your help on this streaming thing. I don't know anything. Like, I don't know how it's going. I don't know how it's been done. Like, I just need you. Just tell me, okay. When we recorded Overload, there was no contract. There's no splashing. He didn't give me anything.
Wait, Mr. Easy didn't give you anything for Overload?
Like, as we do like this now, there's no contract, there's no split shit.
Not in the entire only answers,
thing,
then.
The only thing then was, Easy sent me, how much did he send me that time? Because man, go studio, go yeah. do the whole, like even the Overload thing said, people me and Cracker, we still had a little touch on the beat.
Yeah.
Till today, there is nothing.
Did you obviously wow. silly to yeah, ask
and,
if
and,
you
and the truth and the truth is and the truth is you see these people, you see these people, they know what then they do. I did tell you. You same Mr. Easy still called me for Legendary Beats for a Future. Me, you and Legendary Beat. Like, I didn't take like the two features, so you don't call me on top. It never reached 2 days at the record that they send down. You get me?
Do you feel like
I'm coming to somewhere?
Oh, sorry.
There's somewhere I'm coming to. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, there's this saying that when you do a favor, you don't expect them to do
something in return.
Mommy, yeah. I expect to. I don't care what you say. Yeah, I expect.
Yeah.
When I do you a favor, I expect you to render that same for me.
Yeah.
Okay, this
I have your back, you have
yes.
my.
Yes. Yes. I'm saying it. When I help you, I expect you to help me. Just like if you don't, if you're my friend, if you are you, maybe you want you need money for something, I have that money. You ask me to borrow you and I borrow you. You understand? And you reach my turn, we say, you give and I know say so you get that money, and I can't ask you. You know if you give me, bro, I mean I will change them for you. I go change them for you. If I know say so you get them and you deny say so you know if you give me, I go change them for you. That's nothing like say you are expect. Yeah, I go expect them because I did you a favor. Okay, Mr. Easy, give me one verse. You and your guy, in artist, Joe Boy. Yes.
What's your Joe Boy? Yes.
You promised me that okay, Joe Boy want to drop an album. Once he don't select the songs where you want from, you go bring out one. We go see as we go take. I see, Baba, no wahala.
This was after the collaboration that he Baba, hadn't paid you anything for.
I don't do collaboration.
Did you ask him for any form of remuneration? Did you ask him for money? Do you think you should have asked? Because like it's one thing to expect people to do the right thing. Yeah. Not everybody like sometimes people need to be prodded to do the right thing, or people just forget. But do you feel like you should have asked?
Okay, I want to put it this way again.
Yeah.
You get some tips, so you don't need to ask. Okay, let me put it this way. The band. I believe he knows everything about this whole. Let me now say he knows everything about streaming and everything, even before I blow, or even when I blow.
I have a song with him. I brought my producer, Cracker. I brought Slim Case on board. We had this song. This song blew. We shoot video with love and all. You understand? I am not saying I'm being ungrateful for what you've done. Mm. You understand? But you get what be say, give me my rights. Now my rights. This song, I see this song in movies.
Which one? The one with the banjo or the one with
the
Mr.
The one with the banjo. I see this song in, not Niger, American movies.
You didn't get anything from the collaboration with the banjo.
So, do you?
Hey.
See.
What?
See.
I'm speechless.
I am not.
How,
see,
what, it's not. Lost, see, twice,
sometimes,
three times.
Sometimes they call it. They are saying it's calling out. It's not calling out. I'm not calling anybody out. You know, Yemi say the band. Yeah. No, I'm just saying what is going on. Hmm. Now, if you try to say you want to call somebody out, they'll blacklist you. They'll say you don't know Ingrid. You know, no favor. You understand? It's not. I'm not calling.
How is it a favor when you didn't benefit
it's not,
anything?
It's
from
not
it?
Even calling anybody out. Yes, the bunch paid for my video. You get me? The bunch paid for my video, and I remembered my video was 1 million naira. Yes, my video was 1 million naira. The bunch paid for my video. Now. The Legbebe remix.
Yeah.
This Legbebe remix. The remix with this South African artist, Maphorisa, with Vista.
Sorry,
and
that
Niniola.
Song with you and the banjo. What song was that again?
That was Izabanga.
So therefore, it's Izabanga. Jesus Christ.
I am
wow.
Telling you.
Hey. So I have to say, do you know what
I'm saying? Let me even tell you something. Sometimes these people don't even know saying.
Because that song was a banger.
Some things we always want to sub. Mm-hmm. Eh? Now me, the whole and back. The producer of that same song, Cracker, called me one day. Say, yo, bro, what's going on? Say, Baba, this song why I produce, I'm not collect money for this song handle. Huh. This song blown. Now this song did they show him for this? Say, in the same for the movie. Say, Baba, I'm on me. I want Atlanta. Say, bro, calm down. Now me they calm Cracker down. Say, no, bro. This one I work done. You understand? Mm-hmm. But when I don't forget, say, boys, they street, boys, they hungry. We save the fine money. When I get this bite, you give us that 10 million. If you give us 10 million from this thing, you know too much because you guys have made a lot from it.
Do you feel like certain artists, because you've mentioned a few artists now, and do you feel like they intentionally reach out? Because you said something now, like the band has a team, he knows about the streaming. Mr. Easy also knew about the streaming.
All these things now.
So do you feel
works.
Like they intentionally reach out to you because you will not, because again, you didn't sign a contract, and this is the same thing that we're talking about before. Do you feel like they kind of play on your, I want to say your heartstrings, they intentionally reach out to you knowing that they can get you to do something and they will not have to monetize or pay you for it? Because this is not, it's seeming like a pattern, like we'll get him to do it. And you know, someone like you, you said you're doing 2 days, you're quick,
yeah,
you can
you
do it.
You're your own one of my
You have your team, you have your producer. So do you feel like sometimes they reach out to be like, if you get Mr. Rose to do it, we get a sharp, but we know if you pay him. Just do you know what I mean?
Maybe,
do you feel like
maybe,
it's intentional?
Maybe that's it. Mm. Maybe that's it because I'm so real. Like it's not about my name. Mm. You understand? What I tell you is A, it's A. Mm. This feature I'm telling you doesn't take me time. See, when people say they are busy to do stuff for you, they don't want to do them. There's nobody too busy for anybody. If I want to do stuff for you, not like say it's too, there's nothing too busy. You can't be too busy for 24 hours for crying out loud. There's no way. Mm. If I tell you something, I want to do something for you with my heart, me, I go run out. I don't need to waste your time to form superstar. Because sometimes you will feel to make I delay small so that make them not go see him. Make them not go
like
say
days. Yeah. True. I do that.
After
I know Sabian.
Yeah.
If the chance no day, I go not say the chance no. When I tell you say no day, you go believe say you know day. No be miss. Now, so if Mr. Ali tells you no day, no day. You get? So all these people needs to, they need to know that we self, we need this banner. When they leave island life, we self like to live that life, but like, we don't get that bar. Make gonna help us. I'm not calling you out for anything, but I just want you to know that, yo, you should know you're supposed to do this now. Why are you making us to look as if we have to? So if I know, if I message you, you will answer me. If yeah. I know, see, I'll be looking for opportunity to be on this kind of thing. If I message you, you will answer me. If I call the band, I get the band. If I call them, you know, they pick my call.
Same with Mr. Easy.
Mr. Easy, not a pig. If it makes, you know, they see.
So where are you
these
guys
are the
now?
Same people. See, you see this life. Yeah? You see this life. Yeah? Forget the social media. Forget all this. When real life and real life. Social media and social media life.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yeah.
When it comes to real life, you go see who be real. Don't you people stop falling for all these tricks. Yeah, they are fucking planned. Some of all these people will say, yeah. They don't plan them. They don't plan them. All these are trends for you. These are trends for them. Being in the news.
So it's a bit, sorry, I just, because this whole thing, how this thing has played out now. So like you and Mr. Easy, how did you, like you said, you reached out to him. He doesn't pick your calls.
You want to see my WhatsApp chat?
I don't mind though. But you said so, you reached out to him. He doesn't pick your calls. So where do you guys stand now? Like, because how do you feel?
Baba, me, I just leave him now. Me, I just did my own now. As I message, I talk, you know, I guess just did my own. I can't go and fight. You know what I mean? Go fight person where they married to billionaire Pekin. Where you won't land. Clearly they're hungry.
Well, you said... Well, no, you said now, because like you said now that most of the time, because... A lot of people would ask, especially this whole you calling out EdoWest, because you said that EdoWest is the reason that you and Slim Coz don't have you guys don't have property on the island. How?
See, now, when I say, I'm not saying like, no, he's not capping.
They're speaking figuratively.
Yes, no big cap.
Yeah.
You get me? See, there is something about 500 or 1 million.
Mm-hmm.
Pursue a day. Where they wait for 1 million. Good day. Why pursue they collect 500? If you don't go the 500 like five times, come back before you get that 1 million. I don't know if you understand.
I understand.
Pursue the same market. If this one, me and you, they sell these two cups now. Eh? You say your owner 10 naira and my owner 5 naira. They go rush this 5 naira mm-hmm. before you go sell one of the 10 naira.
Mm-hmm.
I feel don't even say like 10 of this one before you go even say one two of this 10, one yeah. on one. You feel me? Mm-hmm. With that, you'll be making money. See, best way teaching me this idea is Reminis. Mm. Shout out to Reminis. If you deal with that tech, but you always give you advice that we like you. Me will be say I go to day, person go to tell me, say, really, one appearance deal, show me about 500. I go say no. I go day. The appearance that they tell me you can't do, you go come day, that date go come, you don't get anything to do that day. I don't know if you get me. It's better you gamble. The best gamble, it's just like when they give you, when you are playing sporty bets, and you use 500, you want to get, let's say you use 500 naira, and you, let's say maybe you want to get like 25,000.
Mm.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
And they are giving you cash out of 5,000. You are being greedy.
Yeah.
You are waiting for the 25,000. Bro, you're not going to see about your 500 naira.
Mm. You said something about trends and planning.
Yes.
Because I mean, every day you come on social media, Kiniko, I bought my manager a car. I bought my Kiniko a friend. I don't know. There was one gist that trended with Bullheads and Amara Regina. I don't know if you saw it. Some years ago, Bullhead said that she's a popular hair vendor, mm-hmm. said that she bought her friend a house on the island and stuff. But by the time Kasala bust, we found out that, it was a publicity stunt and the house was actually her own, but she just wanted people to trend. She and Amara Regina just planned it and stuff like that. So now you mentioned something. We see a lot of it every day. People coming online. Some gifts that supposedly seem outrageous that... You bought a whole somebody this and that and that. Now you just said that you see people, real life is different from social media.
Mm.
People come and say, I dash this person 200 million, I dash this person 5 million, this and that. How do you think, you said it's planned. Do you think the industry thrives a lot off of publicity stunts and Do you think that it affects other people who might be genuine, or how do you think it affects other people that may be wanting to help this recipient, so to speak, of these publicity stunts? Like, what's your take on like publicity stunts generally in the industry?
You know,
something you'd want to do.
You know, sometimes I don't kind of blame them sometimes.
Mm.
Yes, because the audience, the fans, like those are the kind of things they like to see.
True.
Do you understand? And that is why it's called entertainment. Entertain your fans. Mm. They are entertaining them. You understand? So when the entertainment goes wrong, now that time with that kasala combos. But mind you, it's still entertainment.
Because mm-hmm. a lot of people said that, or a lot of people thought that this whole thing that happened, you calling out Ido West and saying, because people are like, it's been 5 years, it's been a while, why is it now that you're calling this person? And when did you come to this realization? I'm going by what you've said now. You've had issues with Dibanj, you've had issues with Easy.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't you drag them as well? It was Ido West. Was it something that happened between you and Ido West? And a lot of people, because I went through the comments, I did actually see the post a whole like while before we even said, okay, come on here. And people were just saying, oh, this one, maybe they won't drop song, maybe they won't Kini cut this and that. What do you think of people reacting to you airing your plight or matter as a publicity stunt?
I came on live. I was crying, shedding tears. Grown man like me, come live, they shed tears. You say it's publicity. I wouldn't call them
publicity stunts.
Okay. I call publicity stunt is when you fake stuff.
Like your death?
Like your death. Those are publicity stunts.
Shout out to some two people. Give me Aladdin.
See,
ooh, have a cold.
No,
oh, burr. Burr. It's a cold.
Okay. So
that one is publicity stunt.
That is a publicity stunt.
Taking your own death so you can blow when you don't actually have blow.
And I love it. It's
something you can do. And maybe you have your next album coming out. Are you not faking?
I don't know if it's so profitable.
Why not?
Why do you think it's profitable?
See, okay, now see it from this angle. When they say the guy died, the whole place scatter. It be like say this up. When they say the guy they alive, and I begin verse, say why you they alive. Why? No! Why are you angry? Ooh, he's alive.
Why did you die?
Why didn't you die?
I saw someone that posted on which way I said that as far as it's concerned, the guy is dead.
You know,
so that's his own business.
You know? So,
Nigerians.
Like when let me go back to when they say I was trying to, since then, did I drop a song? I didn't drop a song. I dropped a song before then, before this whole thing. See, let me tell you something. The reason why women, they live longer than men, is because we harbor so much pain in us. Sometimes, it's good to cry. Cry it out. Stop being a man. Sometimes be a woman. Sometimes be a boy. Sometimes be this little child.
Mm-hmm. It's good to cry
because there is this, you see these tears. There is this pain that these tears relieve from you. But we men just want to have those. See, you are boiling those tears. You are boiling everything. You make. Why won't you die? You go die now.
Then you can rise tomorrow.
you can wake up tomorrow.
On one you week will after. Die.
Share your about. Don't get me in trouble.
But it's true. As a man, they are telling men don't cry. Who told you men don't cry? When they born, you don't cry. When they born, you don't cry. Why when they born man, why didn't they cry? If men don't cry. When they born you cry. We grow up, you say men don't cry. Who says who? Well, who said it? Which Bible? Where did they put it in the Bible? Where is it written? Who said men don't cry?
Do you cry often?
See, if you do something that pains me, you understand? If I'm telling you, I'll be crying. Because that's how I cry. The pain don't go. Anything will make man cry. That is the least I can do for you. There's nothing else where you like. If I cry, waiting again, won't be. Yes. because that's the highest when man feel now to cry. They were like, ah, when man cry, come bless one big thing, waiting. What, well, why? Why? Why is it that when men cry, look as if liver don't dry? No. Man, you have to often cry. Cry. Leave that body. Leave. See, there is something that is inside. That is what is killing men. See, I'm telling you. They won't understand. You are just being a man.
It's toxic masculinity. Because so honestly, like, cry.
You see girls. You see something happen. You see girls come together.
Even as we're talking, I'm already crying from laughter.
You sound
person. They cry like mad. Do I mean cry, baby? I cry.
How many times have you seen a man consoling a man crying?
Toxic masculinity. I mean, I console a few guys crying, but I mean, in general,
yeah.
I like it when men cry. It's emotions. You don't always have to be a hard guy.
Nobody does not have that emotion. You have to cry. See, men, now those men, when they cry, they die.
True.
You better cry so you live, you be alive. Cry to your wife. Not only she gonna cry.
Yeah. You said cry your own.
You said cry your own. Make sure you don't say men
cry. They cry.
Wow.
So that one, do you believe the phrase that all publicity is good publicity, or do you actually think that there's bad publicity? Because we did speak about somebody faking their own death. Do you think that there should be limits when it comes to
publicity stunts?
Chasing chasing clouds, basically, and like publicity stunts. Do you think there should be a limit, or more, if you will bring the numbers, those do?
Yeah, but it hasn't ruined anybody's life, has it? Has it ruined anybody's life? Has it? Well, tell me who it is. Tell me. Which artist? Give me an instance.
Well, I mean, from the top of my head, yes. It's going to take a while.
the person that did it first was Skibby.
And Skibby don't blow.
I'm not saying Skibby don't blow. Skibby was still trending then.
True. Anytime somebody fakes their death, Skibby trends.
But yes. Like, okay, what if it doesn't affect
when he can't be saying, you know, still die. He still trending. They vex say he ain't life or in death. But my still say, maybe he still there's no, see. Nothing we know. There is no manual to anything.
True.
There is no manual to life.
So we've spoken about a few artists. I just have one question. Obviously, the time frame it's been a couple years.
Okay.
You know, and it just seems like, why now? Why 2023? Why December? Is this now something that you want to voice? Why is it now that you're making it very public? Because me, I'm being honest, though, if somebody owes me money, God sees after 3 months, my head will be touching anyhow. Or if I do you a favor, I help you. I'm not waiting 5 years before I let the world know that, you know, I did this and you did not pay me for it. You know, like I do interior design, you know. If a customer pays for something, they're not waiting 5 years to receive their product. As soon as I receive my money, I'm sending out your product. As soon as I receive my deposit, I'm starting your job. So why did you wait so long before you voiced how you've been robbed of certain royalties? And on the back of that, do you feel like you needed a stronger team back then to help you even understand these things like royalties? Because you mentioned that Mr. Easy, the band, they knew about this streaming thing, and that's what they used to. They said they were going to help you, and it just kind of turned into robbing you off your royalties.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel like... Why now, first of all, are you voicing this out?
Because then I didn't have this platform. I didn't have someone to run to. And I felt there was no one I could talk to. And if I try to talk to people, you feel like I'm calling them out. And I don't want it to feel like I'm calling anybody out.
Mm.
I'm just trying to make them understand that there's something we did. You guys didn't, do me well. People I brought on table, you guys didn't treat them well. And now me, then they cry too. You know, like the producer guy, always sometimes tells Baba, what's in the shop? Now, these people don't even, after that, Baba, guy, calm down, don't worry. And Baba, most they look at as it will be. You feel me? So I've been the one calming them down because I brought them to that table. So I don't know. They know what to do. I'm not telling them what to do, but I believe they know what to do. I am not trying to tell them that they robbed me. Let me not say they robbed me. Maybe they forgot. Let's just put it that way. Maybe they didn't remember, But now, maybe when they hear this now, they will look at it and say,
Let me reach out.
Oh, this guy actually did something with me that I didn't even remember trying to suck them or do one or two things for them.
What should we expect next from you? What should we expect from Mr. Real? So much. He said, so much. Where should you start?
So much. So much.
Ginger us now. Tell us, do you have any shows coming this dirty December?
I don't have a show I'm organizing myself. Mm-hmm. But I have events I'm going to December.
Okay.
Yes, I have events I'm going to December.
So guys, if you have any shows, Mr. Rue is available. Do your thing now. Mr. Rue is available. It's December.
If you
come
have shows that you want me to be, Mr. Rue is available. You know what I mean? We call it this. We call it that. Pass me the green, leave, make a wheeze. Khalif, iPhone 1.
What else should we expect from you?
You should be expecting different sounds. Mm. I'm not living the streets. I'm still in the streets, you know. But I'm still going to be giving you people something that you don't expect that this guy can actually do. Mm. Beyond my own talent now. Talent, past talent. Mm.
Mm-hmm. Any EPs, albums?
Yes,
dropping?
EPs, videos will be dropping from December to January.
December to January. Okay, we should look out for that. I have a slight question. Do you use TikTok?
No.
You don't use TikTok?
I use TikTok, but I'm not that. Is that AI thing?
No, I'm just asking. Like, it's just. I'm just asking. Maybe it's the Gen Z of me. It's really itchy. I can see you making TikTok videos. Like, I could just see you. As like, I could just see. I don't know. Do you get what I mean?
If I am this TikTok kind of person, there's this trend that came out. I would have done it. That time I said, Molly depresso. You know what I mean? I told Gwela I'm depressed. I would have done it, but it's not just my thing. So that's why I didn't kind of do it.
I think you should definitely.
You were telling me to kind of look into this TikTok and.
So, I mean, we have obviously had other artists and stuff come. And one thing we always ask is, how do you help other artists? And they always say, like, so don't underestimate social media.
Yes.
Magneto specifically spoke about using your Instagram to promote your music. And he said Instagram did wonders for him. Mm-hmm. So, and he even said even the TikTok as well. TikTok also helped. So that's why I know you're on Instagram. So I think definitely something that.
Yes, I think now I should even invent this TikTok thing, like.
It's more trending now
and people more talk about it more now. I think you should definitely
let's do that. It was lovely to have you. Thank you so much. We usually do this thing where you introduce yourself and then me and Inda will do your backup for you. So can you give us an exit and then we'll show you. Let's
okay.
Yeah,
so on. Now
yeah,
we are going to special fagbo to baba fella. Cypher 1, Legbegbe. You already know he's a homeboy, a superstar, Mr. Legbegbe. So let me whisk all of this, whisk all of that, pass me the green leaf, make a whisk, Khalifa, along. Base.
Okay, you were just supposed to say, you were just supposed to say Mr. Rue, and that's where we were coming in, but I mean.
Oh, sorry. Oh my God.
I couldn't even remember where to jump. That's
oh, I didn't even know what you guys want me to do.
No, don't say Mr. Rue. It will shock you now.
Okay, already. My name is Mr. Rue. So how do I say it?
So you can say, I've been your guest today, Mr. Rue, and then just shout end with Mr. Rue. Everything else will go from there.
I've been your guest. Guess what?
Just say my name is Mr.
Okay, my name is Mr. Real.
Thank you so much, guys, for watching Thoughts and Conditions. See you guys on the next episode.
I don't know what you wanted to do.
It's okay.
This has been a very interesting and insightful episode. I will see you guys on the next episode of Thoughts and Conditions. Bye.